Assalamu alaikum everyone, what's going on? Hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to another episode of Simple Tafsir. In this episode, we'll be looking at verses 1 to 30 from Surah An-Naba, the chapter titled The Great News. So let's get right to it. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salam ala rasulillah. The people of Mecca, while they acknowledge the fact that Allah is their Lord, that He is the one who created them, that He runs all the affairs, still they used to associate partners with Him. And they rejected the concept of resurrection. They said there's no such thing as the Day of Judgment. And in this surah, Allah clarifies to us that if everything around us is from Him, the creation of the universe, the heavens and the earth, is far greater than the creation of the human being. And if Allah possesses the ultimate power, then it is easy for Him to resurrect us and take us into account.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم عم يتساءلون.
What are these idol worshippers asking one another about after Allah has sent His messenger to them?
عن النبأ العظيم.
They are asking each other about the great news. It is this Quran that has been revealed to their messenger, which contains the news of the resurrection.
الذي هم فيه مختلفون.
This Quran, which they differ in how they should describe it. Sometimes they say it is sorcery, poetry, fortune telling, or tales of the old.
كلا سيعلمون.
The matter is not as they claim. These rejectors of the Quran will soon know the evil outcome of their rejection.
ثم كلا سيعلمون.
Then that will be re-emphasized for them.
ألم نجعل الأرض مهادا.
Did we not make the earth spread out evenly for them so that it is fit for them to live on?
والجبال أوتادا.
And did we not put mountains on it like pegs to stop it from shaking?
وخلقناكم أزواجا.
And O people, we created you of different types. Some of you are males while others are females.
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا.
And we made your sleep the end point of your activeness, so that you may get rest.
وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا.
And we made the night a cover for you with its darkness, like a garment that you cover yourselves with.
وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا.
And we made the day a time and place for earning and finding provision.
وَبَنَيْنَا فَوْقَكُمْ سَبْعًا شِدَادًا.
And we made above you seven solid skies, perfect in their creation.
وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَّاجًا.
And we made the sun an extremely bright and hot lamp.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْمُعْصِرَاتِ مَاءً ثَجَّاجًا.
And we sent some clouds for which the time has come to pour down with abundant rain.
لِنُخْرِجَ بِهِ حَبًّا وَنَبَاتًا.
So that through it we can extract different types of grains and crops.
وَجَنَّاتٍ أَلْفَافًا.
And extract gardens that entwine with one another due to the closeness of the branches of their trees.
إِنَّ يَوْمَ الْفَصْلِ كَانَ مِيقَاتًا.
After Allah mentions these blessings that prove His power, He follows it up by mentioning the resurrection and the Day of Judgment. Because the one who is capable of creating these blessings is also capable of resurrecting the dead and taking them into account. He says, indeed, the day of separation between the creation was appointed and fixed on a time that will not change.
يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا.
On that day, the angel will blow into the horn for a second time, upon which, O people, you shall come in groups.
وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا.
And the sky will open up. It will have gaps like open doors.
وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا.
And the mountains will be made to move until they become like dispersed dust particles, becoming like a mirage.
إن جهنم كانت مرصادا.
Indeed, hell is watchful, lying in wait.
للطاغين مآبا.
For the oppressors, as a point of return, they will be made to return to.
لابثين فيها أحقابا.
Wherein they shall stay for endless ages and years.
لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا.
They will not experience cold breezes in it that will cool them from the heat of the blaze. Nor will they taste any drink that they will enjoy.
إلا حميما وغساقا.
They will only taste extremely hot water and the flowing pus of the people of hell.
جزاء وفاقا.
As a reward in accordance to the disbelief and deviance they were on.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا.
Indeed, in this world, they did not fear that Allah was going to take them into account, because they didn't believe in the resurrection. And had they feared the resurrection, they would have believed in Allah and done the good deeds.
وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا.
And they openly rejected our verses, that which we revealed to the messenger.
وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا.
We recorded and counted each of their deeds. They are all written in their books of deeds.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
O transgressors, endure this everlasting punishment, because we will not increase you in anything except more punishment. One of the major themes that we find in the Quran is the Day of Judgment. We as Muslims, we believe in the Day of Judgment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us back to life. He will resurrect us and then take us into account, and then He will reward us based on the deeds that we did. And believing in the hereafter holds us accountable. It helps us strive to do good deeds, to earn Allah's pleasure and get the ultimate reward, which is paradise and to see Allah. And it keeps us away from sin so that we avoid the terrible punishment. And at the same time, things that pass us in this world, we don't really stress over it too much, because we know that there is a hereafter, and that is what we're striving for. There is where ultimate enjoyment will be. So let's look at the verse, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا, that Allah says that everything I have recorded in a book. And He's talking about the preserved tablet, the Lawh al-Mahfuz, but at the same time He's also talking about our book of deeds. The angels record everything that we do in our book. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Isra, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِ, that every single person, we have tied their destiny to their necks, meaning that everything that we do from good and bad is recorded, for us or against us. And then Allah says, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, that on the Day of Judgment, we will bring forth for each person a book that they will find open. And they will be told, اقرأ كتابك, read your book. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا, because it is sufficient for you to be the one that takes yourself into account by reading what's in the book. So let us imagine for a second that our book of deeds is waiting in front of us open, and we start moving towards it, and we see what's in it. We see our sins. and we see our good deeds. We see the quality of our good deeds. How do you feel? Do you feel good about what you see? If you feel good, then I salute you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep you firm and steadfast. Keep going. And if you're worried like me, then it's time to turn back to Allah. To ask for forgiveness. And to make a commitment to start doing a lot of good. And if you're terrified, then don't despair. Because Allah forgives all sins. All we have to do is turn back to Him. And He will erase everything and give us a new start. Because in the end of the surah, Allah mentions, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ, that the day of resurrection is the truth. Everything that has been described is the truth. There's no doubt in it. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ سَبِيلًا. So whoever wishes, then let him take a path to his Lord. The Prophet ﷺ told us in hadith towards the end, that every person goes out in the morning. They go out and they exchange and they deal with one another. And they sell themselves. So either a person frees himself by selling himself to Allah, by doing the righteous deeds, by doing the good deeds, or they destroy themselves by selling themselves to shaitan and sins. Now is the time to take ourselves into account. And we are alive, we can change. We can start doing good. Because in this world, there is action and there is no accountability. But when we leave this world, then there is accountability and there is no more action. So let us do the actions that are pleasing to Allah. So that when we stand in front of Him and are given our book of deeds, we will find that which will be pleasing, that will earn the mercy of Allah and His forgiveness. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.